a canal is really a man-made river or watertight ditch. C&O Canal was built using a series of locks and levels to climb the 605 feet from Georgetown to Cumberland. The locks are like the vertical rise of stairs. The levels are like the top of the step or the landing between the steps. The canal bed is built of packed earth, or as in Georgetown, stone. In most places, it is 60 feet wide with sloped sides to a maximum of 6 feet deep. It is lined with clay to make it watertight. Damage to that clay liner will cause leaks, and the canal company prohibited anything that would damage it. They even put a bounty on muskrats to keep them from digging holes through the canal. Many lock tenders and boatmen's children earned extra money trapping muskrats. Waste weirs are placed in each level to control the water level. These are openings in the side of the canal that are covered with boards. Keeping the right amount of water in a level involves careful adjustment and attention to detail. Remove all the boards and the canal drains. Too many boards and the water level is too high. The more boards in the weir, the higher the water level. Full canal boats drew 4 feet to 5 feet of water, so it was important to keep as much water in each level as possible. The boatmen's livelihood depended on that. Without full levels, a loaded boat would get stuck and block traffic on the canal for miles.